Air pollution is a serious problem for some neighborhoods in Albuquerque, especially in low-income areas that border an industrial zone south of downtown. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports.
I go in with an asthma attack. They can't even drive me because it might take too long to get there, so they call the ambulance.
That's Lucy Rodriguez. Her house in the San Jose neighborhood south of downtown Albuquerque sits between a concrete factory, train tracks, and a busy street.
And right away they intubate me because I can't breathe, nothing. I pass out.
She's had mild asthma since she was young, but she says her health problems took a quick turn for the worse when she moved here, where residents say pollution hangs in the air around the clock.
Every time there's pollution, I get very sick. We need to do something to clear the air.
Rodriguez and others in San Jose blame their health problems on air pollution, but proving that link is almost impossible. There have never been any epidemiological studies of industrial neighborhoods in Bernalillo County, but we do know there is air pollution in this neighborhood. A lot of it. Businesses in this zip code have reported releasing over 130,000 pounds of chemicals into the air over the last two decades, most of them in the San Jose neighborhood. Compare that to less than 250 pounds released in all of Santa Fe County in the same time period.
Like Honstein Oil, and then there is Western Refinery.
Esther Abeda is president of the San Jose Neighborhood Association.
Of course, the marble company on the other side of the train tracks.
And then there's the trains. A wide system of railroad tracks runs right behind Abeda's home.
The whole time, like for 24 hours, we can have either two or three engine trains parked in one area, idling for 24 hours.
Those trains idling for hours send exhaust straight into the neighborhood, Abeda says. But they aren't regulated by the city, and their emissions aren't included in pollution estimates. The actual amount of air pollution is a mystery.
Have you tried to get information from the city on what exactly the pollution is in the air?
You have to put what you call an inspection of public records, but I don't really think they give you all the information you want.
So we decided to look for ourselves. KUNM put in a request to inspect the city's records on air pollution in this area to see if we could get an idea of what violations were taking place and how much pollution was really in the air.
Hey. If you guys need to make copies of
It's Andrew Daffern who handles public records for the city's air quality division. It took him about 6 weeks to find the files we asked for. He had to load them onto three carts and wheel them into an office for us to review. Only a handful of the city's pollution records are electronic. The rest are in humongous paper files full of handwritten notes.
So this one file is like a couple hundred pages. Andrew, I mean, is there anywhere on this that says whether there was a violation or an inspection?
I have honestly no knowledge of that side, so.
We did eventually find dozens of potentially serious air pollution violations for things like improper venting of vapors from gas terminals or hazardous materials used without permits. Bottom line, with the city's current system, there's no way to get a comprehensive, real-time picture of what people in San Jose are breathing or which businesses are breaking which rules. But Air Quality Chief Damon Reyes says that doesn't mean Albuquerque can't keep pollution under control in San Jose.
We have sources down there, large, medium, and small, that we inspect on a routine basis, you know, either through commitments we have to EPA or through complaints or through surveillance that comes from the inspectors being out in the field.
Reyes has seven inspectors on his team, which he says is enough to keep tabs on all the city's industrial businesses. But for Esther Abeda and others who live in San Jose, it's not just about who's breaking the rules. She says it's what industries are doing legally that's the problem.
Individual, they're within the regulations, but we're saying once you put everybody together, it exceeds what a community should be having.
Abeda and other environmental activists in San Jose are lobbying the city to consider the total air pollution here before issuing any new permits to industrial businesses. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Quinalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.